With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It is his final appearance before the UN Security Council as President of the United States. President Biden addressing the world body now. The speech coming at a time of wars and rumors of wars all around the world.
Things can get better. We should never forget that. I've seen that throughout my career.
Mr. Biden says as leaders, those in his audience, when surveying a tumultuous global scene, don't have the luxury to give in to despair. Israeli airstrikes continue hammering away at Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, going after rocket launchers that are often hidden in residential neighborhoods.
Israeli warplanes are striking targets across southern and eastern Lebanon in what has become the deadliest day in that country since a 2006 war. Israel and Hezbollah have been exchanging fire almost daily for nearly a year since Israel went to war against Hamas militants in Gaza. But the tensions have been rising over the past week.
Correspondent Joseph Fetterman, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is accusing the terrorist of using Lebanese civilians as human shields. Also at SRNnews.com, Florida's Gulf Coast bracing itself for a possible hit by what could be a major hurricane in just a couple of days.
Tampa, Fort Myers area, you need to have your preparedness done by sunset Wednesday. You have your preparedness done sunset Wednesday, and then up into the Florida Big Bend Nature Coast early Thursday morning.
That's Jamie Rome with the National Hurricane Center. He says right now the storm is building strength over the warm waters of the Caribbean. Students have returned to class today at Appalachian High School, Winder, Georgia, this weeks after a teen gunman killed two students and two teachers. This is SRN News. Major gathering of Christians in South Korea.
About 5,000 people are attending Lausanne 4 this week in Incheon, strategizing ways to further the spread of the gospel around the globe. 200 countries are represented and 50 speakers will address the gathering. Dr. Michael Oh, the Lausanne Global Executive Director, says the church needs to rise to the challenge of a world where evil is, quote, more vocal and visible. Polls indicate Christianity is in general decline in the West and persecution is up elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris will skip this year's Al Smith charity dinner in New York, breaking with tradition to campaign in battleground states instead. The dinner, benefiting Catholic charities, traditionally has been used to promote good humor. Presidential candidates from both parties appear on the same night, and they trade good-natured barbs. Perhaps Harris's vigorous support for abortion made her uncomfortable appearing at a Catholic event. This is SRN News. Attention, Kmart shoppers. The end is near.
The erstwhile retail giant, renowned for its blue light specials, is shuttering its last full-scale store in the mainland United States. The store located in Swank, Bridgehampton, New York on Long Island is slated to close October 20th. That's according to Denise Rivera, an employee who answered the phone at the store late Monday. That will leave only a small Kmart store in Miami. The retailer closed its last New Jersey store last year. It has a handful of stores in Guam and in the U.S. Virgin Islands. In its heyday, there were more than 2,000 Kmarts in the U.S. Keith Peters reporting.
And watching Wall Street, the Dow closed at a record high yesterday. In the aftermath of that, the blue chip index currently 34 points higher, while the NASDAQ is down 90 and the S&P is off 14 points. More details, SRNnews.com.